Hello to everyone. Welcome to the second episode of Appreciating Poetry, Grade 10. Today we will be learning about understanding a beautiful poem written by Leslie Norris, A Tiger in the Zoo. In this poem, the poet is trying to convey the idea that wild animals must be left free to enjoy in their natural environment. A wild animal who's enslaved and put in a cage in a zoo is not really deprived of the freedom in the jungle, but also of his natural essential self. The natural instincts and the natural behavior of an animal in a zoo are suppressed, and he is kept only as an object of entertainment for the visitors. He is also trying to tell that it is cruel on the part of humans to snatch away the natural habitat of the animals, beautifully explained by the pathetic sight of the tiger in the zoo. Thus, the poet is trying to say that the animals, they survive better in their natural habitats than in the confines of a zoo. Therefore, a very strong message that man must let the wild animals lead a natural life in a natural environment. Now we will be understanding the poem stanza by stanza. He stalks in his vivid stripes, the few steps of his cage, on pads of velvet quiet, in his quiet rage. Now in the opening stanza, the poet portrays a tiger, a beast of the forest, confined within the cage in a zoo, and its restricted movement in the cramped up space. Vivid stripes. The poet is trying to tell that this is the identifying mark of a tiger. He moves about in the cage, where it is very small space for him. He can cover the entire cage, the complete area, in few steps. In the third line, on pads of velvet quiet. Now here, poet has beautifully used the word velvet. Velvet, as we all know, is a very soft and smooth material. So his feet with velvet-like pads, space, they pace around without creating any sound. But he's full of rage as he has been separated from his natural habitat. He is not there roaring or crying, but he remains silent in anger. Now, in this last line, quiet rage, the figure of speech used is oxymoron. Now, what is oxymoron? Oxymoron, it depicts two contradictory words or ideas put together. It is used to draw attention to apparent contradiction. So quiet rage are contradictory to one another, as rage cannot be quiet. But the tiger, he is silent as he suppresses his expression of rage. Here also there is transferred epithet. Again, in quiet rage, the poetic device used is transferred epithet. It means that the device it has adjective and it is not used as a noun, which normally qualifies but with some other noun. So if we see these two words, rage, that is quiet, but the tiger. Therefore, the modifier quiet is a transferred epithet. Now let us move on to next stanza. He should be lurking in shadow, sliding through long grass, near the water hole where plump deer pass. Now in the first four lines, the poet has shown the condition of the tiger in the cage. Now in next stanza, the poet takes his readers to the environment of a natural habitat. He's pitying the enslaved tiger and he contrasts his life in the zoo to that of in the forest. He suggests that cage is not the proper place for the tiger. The tiger is a wild animal who is supposed to live in forest and in his natural habitat. Now, what do tigers do in their natural habitat? That is what the poet is trying to tell here, that he moves around in the shadow of the thick, dense trees, hiding behind the tall grasses, near a stream or water hole, and he's waiting for his prey to come. Now, what will be his prey? His prey would be a plump deer who will just pass by to drink some water. And as soon as he sees the deer, he would just pounce on him. The tiger, he is left in the confinement of the zoo where he cannot be his natural self. In the next four lines, he should be snarling around houses at the jungle's edge, baring his white fangs, his claws, terrorizing the village. Now again, moving further ahead, the poet is showing the characteristics of a wild animal, especially tiger here, that in his natural habitat, the tiger would be running around near the houses at the edge of the jungle. He would be growling in his low, intimidating voice to terrify people. So, baring his white fangs, his claws, terrorizing the villagers. His dangerous sharp teeth and claws should be sending fear in the hearts of the people living in the village on the outskirts of the jungle. But he's locked in a concrete cell, his strength behind bars, stalking the length of his cage, ignoring visitors. Now the poet again bring back the reader to the place, to the environment of his where he's living in the zoo. Here the poet, he contrasts the life of a tiger in a wild forest to that in a zoo. He stops imagining the tiger's alternative life and returns to its real one. Now, here in the zoo, he is locked up as a prisoner in a small cell, which is made up of concrete. Concrete means made up of bricks and cement. All his strength to frighten people is suppressed. So his strength behind the bars is all suppressed. Stalking the length of his cage. Now he has nothing else to do but to move from one corner to the other corner of his cell where he is measuring the length of the cage. And he is ignoring the visitors. The poet says that the tiger's strength is locked behind the bars. As a lot of people visit the zoo to see a tiger, he's not interested in seeing who's coming, or he's not interested in entertaining any one of them. Instead, he prefers to just walk quietly in the limited space which is provided to him. Now, in the last four lines, it clearly shows that the tiger, he is undisturbed and he stares at the stars, which symbolizes his freedom. He hears the last voice at night, the patrolling cars, and stares with his brilliant eyes at the brilliant stars. The tiger, he remains disturbed, even at night, because there are these cars which are patrolling. They are giving their last shift, making the sirens. The zookeepers, they are checking if all the animals are there in the zoo locked. They are watching over the surroundings while they are driving their official cars. Now, if you compare at night, what happens? You would be hearing the medley sounds in the forest of the insects like crickets and all. But here, where this zoo is, where the tiger is there, he can only hear the sirens of the night. So he keeps staring at the beautiful stars which are shining brightly in the night. And this shows the free world of nature. This is what the tiger is yearning for his freedom, for open space. He stares at the stars longingly. Now, as we have understood the poem now, let us just see the literary devices which the poet has used. The one I have already told you is oxymoron and transferred epithet, both which have been used for quite rage. Next is alliteration. Alliteration, as you all know, is a literary device in which the same sounds occur at the beginning of adjacent or closely connected words. For example, stocks in his vivid stripes, S has been repeated, locked in a concrete cell, CC is repeated, strength behind bars, so B sound has been repeated. Then there is repetition also. Repetition, it repeats single words or phrase, and sometimes even the whole stanza at intervals to create musical effect, to emphasize a point or to lend unity to the piece. Now, when we see repetition here, it's velvet, quiet, and quiet rage. So the word quiet has been repeated to show a contrast that the anger, it cannot be quiet. But since he is in the prison, so there he makes no noise about it. And velvet quiet is his movement which makes no noise. So his pads are as soft as velvet. Then there is a lot of imagery which has been used in this poem. Imagery is used to create vivid pictures or images through work. So it makes a poem picturesque. The poet, he creates the imagery in the minds of the readers where they can visualize a tiger with a striped body walking quietly in the cage, in contrast to the imagery of the forest showing a tiger gliding steadily through tall, thick vegetation, threatening people with his terrifying teeth and sharp claws, and of a plump deer near a water body. The poet has also painted the picture of a star-studded sky that the tiger looks at during the night. The rhyming scheme used in all the five stanza is consistent, and it is A, B, C, B. The poet has justified the title A Tiger in the Zoo by dealing with the physical and mental state of the tiger who has been put into the cramped space of a cage in a zoo. The poem also presents a picture of the absolutely contrasting life of a tiger in his natural habitat of a forest. As the theme, if we talk about, the tiger in the poem presents a pathetic sight, as instead of enjoying the open expanse of the forest and preying upon other animals, he moves about only in few spaces in the cage and behaves in an unnaturally quiet manner. I hope you liked the explanation. You have understood the poem completely. You have got the message, theme, and title of the poem. Thank you, everyone.